Hello and welcome back to the Holistic Women's Health Podcast. On today's episode, I'm very excited to talk about adaptogens. This episode will go out to Ophelia, who asked if I could do an episode all about adaptogens, different drinks, supplements. And so that's what we'll be doing today. And if you're not familiar with what an adaptogen is, it is either an herb, a root, or some other plant-like substance like a mushroom that can help us adapt. So typically it's adapting to stress or just to reach homeostasis, which is just the natural balance of your body. So if you're out of balance, like you're very stressed or you're very overwhelmed, you're worried, anything like that, you're going through a stressful period in your life, maybe you're a new mom or starting a new job, these herbs, roots, plants like mushrooms can help you adapt to that stress and bring you back to balance. So, for instance, you might have heard of an herb called ashwagandha that helps you adapt to stress. The term itself was rooted in Latin, the Latin word adaptare, which means to adjust, and applies to any substance that will boost this body's resilience or stress resistance. The word was first introduced by Soviet doctor and scientist Nikolai Lazarev. So in the post-World War II era, the Soviet scientists were tasked with a critical mission to discover or create a substance that could enhance performance and stamina of their athletes and military personnel. So basically come up with some sort of herb or anything that would make athletes or military personnel really strong and resistant to a lot of stressful situations. So that was back in 1947. And then in 1968, the definition of adaptogen then was further refined by two scientists, and they established these modern standards that we're still using today for what classifies an adaptogen. So there are three key properties that these substances must possess in order to be considered an adaptogen. They have to be non-toxic. So adaptogens should be safe and non-toxic to the body's physiological functions, causing no significant side effects or contraindications. Number two, they have to have a non-specific response. Adaptogens produce a non-specific response in the body, enhancing resistance to various types of stress, whether it's either physical, psychological, environmental, or otherwise. And then the third one is normalizing impact. These remarkable substances have a normalizing impact on the body, meaning they can help the body to restore back to its equilibrium when the body is under some sort of stress. And then within the adaptogen universe, there are two main types of adaptogens. They can either be stimulating or calming. So stimulating adaptogens would be kind of like your morning cup of coffee for your brain and body, waking you up, giving you energy, stimulating all your senses, making you more alert, ready to take on the world. So these would be herbs like eleuthero, rhodiola, maca, ginseng, things that are going to give you that energy and stimulate you. On the other hand, if you're someone who's too stimulated, if you're anxious all the time, you work a high stress job, you're go, 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 you might need some more calming adaptogens. So these would be like a nice big warm hug or a cozy cup of tea to really bring down that stress. They will chill you out, help you find your inner peace. And these would be different herbs, mushrooms like reishi, holy basil, or ashwagandha. And you can think of adaptogens kind of like Mother Nature's secret weapon against stress. They make your body a fortress against stress of any kind, like I mentioned earlier, whether it's physical stress, emotional stress, environmental stress, however you're feeling. If your body's stressed out, your mind is stressed out, these adaptogens can help you adapt. So they're like the ultimate shield for short-term or long-term stress. So if you're stressed out in the moment, they can help. Or if you've been stressed out for many, many years, like I mentioned, from that stressful job or that terrible relationship, or if you were in school for a really long time, or you're a new mom, these herbs can help you get back to balance, get back to calm. So these awesome plants help to normalize your body's natural functions, especially when connected to either your hormones, immune system, stress, But it's very important to remember it's not a substitute for things that you should be already naturally doing, like getting a good sleep, having healthy food in your diet, exercising, going out for walks, having good relationships. These herbs will not replace that. It just supports things that you're already doing in your life to have a healthy, balanced life. So adaptogens can help with your immune system, energy levels, easing symptoms of depression or anxiety, boosting your cognitive abilities, minimizing fatigue, giving you that good boost of energy, improving focus and concentration, enhancing your libido, reducing cravings for sugar, carbs, processed foods, and honestly, so many more things. But that's just a short list of some things that adaptogens can do. So now I'll get into different types of adaptogens that you can use based on different situations that you may be experiencing in life. So a lot of the things that I'll talk about next are from the book Super Powders by Katrine Van Wyk. So that's a great book. Also at the end, I'll give some more book recommendations and some products that I like. So we'll go through some of these herbs. If you're an athlete, or you're working out, you're at the gym and you want to see some progress, Eleuthero is a great herb. So that is spelled Eleuthero. And this will help to increase endurance, increase that stamina, and help with recovery as well. For the CEO, or if you're hyper work focused, Schizandra is a great adaptogen. This can enhance work performance, increases focus, stamina, while also having a calming effect. And it may help with anxiety as well. If you're a student, rhodiola can help with memory retention, mental clarity. Cordyceps can help boost your mental power. Lion's mane supports concentration and focus. If you need libido support, schizandra, ashwagandha, maca, or pine pollen are wonderful. If you're traveling a lot, both Asian and American ginseng can help with jet lag. Amla is also great for protecting your cells against radiation, which is great if you are someone who's doing a lot of air travel. If you have trouble sleeping, ashwagandha, schizandra, and Eleuthero. If you need immune support, cordyceps are great, as well as astragalus and hishi wu. If you have low moods, holy basil can help balance your nervous system and bring a state of harmony. Asian ginseng can have a nice uplifting effect, stimulating and energizing. Rhodiola can help reduce your stress hormone cortisol and increase the production of your feel-good hormones, serotonin and dopamine. If you want gorgeous hair and gorgeous skin, hishi wu is great for hair, hair strength, hair growth. Amla is also great for hair strengthening. And then we have goji berries, which are wonderful for vitamin C. They're packed with antioxidants, beta carotene, which helps promote collagen, which helps for skin. And then if you're generally exhausted, rhodiola is great, Eleuthero and astragalus as well. And that was all from the book Super Powders by Katrine Van Wyk. Other adaptogens I like that weren't mentioned are sea buckthorn, again, which is great for skin. It has a very high amount of vitamin C, which again promotes that collagen. Shatavari is also great for women's health and hormones. It helps balance out hormones. And if you're someone who's very fatigued, it's wonderful for that as well. Licorice, again, is one of my favorites. It's great for fatigue, it's anti-inflammatory, it's great for bloating, it's great for stress and sleep. And then another one of my favorites, chaga, is a mushroom that's great for strength, resilience, healing, and so much more. So those are just a few of the adaptogens and reasons why you would use them. When you are taking adaptogens, it's very important to be consistent. So I would say to take them consistently for 6 to 8 weeks and then taking a break. So taking them to support your body through that stressful period and then taking a break from them and then reevaluating how you're feeling. So if you are taking herbs for an exam and you wanted to increase your memory and focus and decrease your stress, taking those consistently for 6 to 8 weeks and then taking a break, seeing how you feel. Did it bring you back into balance? Reevaluating how you're feeling generally, how your emotions are. Did it help with that circumstance? And then either swapping to different adaptogens if you need something else in the moment, or if you're still struggling with the current situation, you're not feeling much better, then getting back on those herbs, getting back into balance, and then stopping again, reevaluating, seeing how you're feeling. So it's important to take breaks and not to take these long term, because the whole reason for taking them, the whole point is for them to bring you back, like I said, adapting to that stress, adapting to that situation, and then bringing you back to balance or homeostasis, and then reevaluating how you're feeling. So just kind of with all supplements, we take them with the hopes of feeling better. And then we take a break, reevaluate how we feel, and then swapping for different things. So in terms of brands that I like, there are tons of supplement companies that will incorporate all these different herbs and mushrooms into different blends. So a few brands that I like, there's AOR, CanPrev. Those are two that I know have a lot of adaptogens in their formulas. So if you just go on FullScript and you search ashwagandha, let's say, for example, then tons of different, either they'll have it on their own or in a formula. So there's tons of different supplement brands in terms of adaptogens. But other brands that I like that have really fun powders, Four Sigmatic is one of my favorites. So they have different blends of powders. They also have coffee, which they're most known for, that has coffee plus mushrooms. They have different adaptogen blends and all sorts of things. It tastes really great. So I do love Four Sigmatic. Organifi is another one that I've been taking for a while. Their greens powder is delicious. It tastes like mint. They have a reds powder as well. And then they incorporate different herbs. I know they have a women's hormone balancing formula and a few other adaptogenic formulas. Moon Juice, I've heard a bunch of great things about it. And then Sun Potion, which has so many fun different herbs and adaptogenic blends. And so that one I do like, and it is available on well.ca. And then a few books that I like, there is Healing Adaptogens by Taro, who is the creator of Four Sigmatic, Super Powders, which I mentioned, by Katrine Van Wyk, Ritual Wellness Adaptogens by Adriana Ayales, The Complete Guide to Adaptogens by Agatha Novell, Adaptogens in Medical Herbalism by Donald Yance. So those are a few books that I like, and I will list all of that in the show notes below. So you can add some of those books to your TBR and start researching some of these adaptogens to find your perfect blend, your perfect match. I hope you found this super helpful. And if you are still confused on what brands to take, which herbs to take, which kind or which formulations, that is something I do for all my clients, give them custom supplements, dosage, timing of day. Everybody gets a custom chart with all the supplements, when to take them, how to take them, and all those good details. So if you do need some extra help, I would invite you to book a free 15-minute call with me. Otherwise, if you just want to go ahead and dive right in and work together, then you can head over to my website, nutritionmoderation.com, and we can start working together there. Otherwise, I have a bunch of free resources and ebooks on my website. I just released a new ebook. If you are someone struggling with acne, I went through almost 7,000 products and researched all the ingredients to see if they were comedogenic or non-comedogenic. So if they are clogging pores or not, if they're safe for acne-prone skin. So I did all the work for you. I went through 7,000 products everywhere from Ulta to Sephora to Shoppers to Target to Korean skincare. So I went through a bunch of different products and then curated a bunch of acne-safe products for you and listed everything from cleansers, moisturizers, serums, treatments, foundation, concealer, blush, contour, bronzer, other products as well, like tanning products. So anything you would possibly put on your face, I went through all the different categories and listed them all for you and then gave you an example of an AM routine and a PM routine. So if you want to get that, that is on nutritionmoderation.com. So you can go ahead and get that. If you want to save time, money, energy, it is available for you instantly. It's a digital download. Otherwise, if you liked this episode, feel free to share it with a friend, subscribe, rate, or review the podcast. For more health, wellness, and lifestyle tips, you can come say hi to me on Instagram at nutritionmoderation or online at nutritionmoderation.com. I hope you have the best day wherever you are, and I'll chat with you very soon.